Hello and welcome to the playlist, Music with Mrs. LC. Today is an Ask Jen episode where I answer a question that was sent to me by one of my listeners. And today's question is, what is the best instrument for me to start my young child playing? Okay, so to get started with this question, to put a little context into this, over the years as a public school music teacher, I often get asked by parents what instrument students should start on, even if they're younger than middle school, if they're elementary school or younger, what is the best starting instrument? And this is a tough question for me to answer because it's so subjective as to what best even means, you know? And what I've seen over the years, a lot of people start younger kids out on the piano, which is an amazing instrument. The piano is the foundation really for a lot of music. It is a great visual for seeing stuff like half steps and whole steps and using right and left hand and finger dexterity. And it's a great starting instrument. And I think a lot of people will start a young kid on that instrument, you know, hey, we have a piano in our house anyway, and it just kind of works out. We'll just use that and they'll get the kid started. And there is nothing wrong with that. I think piano is a great starting instrument, probably one of the best starting instruments. But here is the thing that you have to remember when it comes to this kind of thing. Self-motivated people are always going to perform better, work harder, exceed expectations over someone who's really not that motivated. So what ends up happening is a parent will start a child on the piano, and then after a few months or even a year, that child will start to show some pretty obvious signs of being disinterested in the instrument or not really having motivation for that instrument. And then a lot of times we just keep pushing and we say, you know, I'm paying for these lessons and you're going to stick with it. And when you see a kid that's disinterested in something, first thing you need to do is look back and just ask yourself, did they choose this thing? So what happens is I see young kids, they start on an instrument like piano. It was a decision made by the parent, not really by the child. And then the parent's getting frustrated with the child because they're not motivated and they don't want to practice. And the truth of the matter is they never even decided they wanted to play in the first place. And so there's this sort of tug of war between parent and child. And I think to me, if I have to answer that question of what is the best instrument for a child to start playing, to me, the best instrument is the one that the child showed interest in learning. So if your child comes to you and says, I really want to learn how to play the violin, listen to that. If they come to you and say, I really want to learn to play the flute, I really want to learn to play the piano, when they show motivation and interest, they're going to work harder and that desire is going to be there. And then if you do kind of fall into that rut of, I don't want to practice, I don't want to stick with it, you can go back to, you know what, this was a choice that you made, that you said that you wanted. And so then you can come up with some sort of strategy of, okay, if this is not really what you want, then what are we going to do to make sure that this is not what you want? Do you give it 3 months? Do you give it 6 months? But the most important thing is that a child has some sort of voice in this area, because pushing someone in a direction where they are just not interested, not motivated, is going to just kill that love of music that could have been there if maybe they had a choice or a voice in the matter. And that's not to say you can't expose a child to any kind of music lessons. I think exposure to anything is so much better than exposure to nothing. But then at that point, really kind of watch their interest and their motivation and see if their heart's really in it. And if they are loving it and they're eating that up and they just want to keep going, awesome. But if they're not, try to figure out what it is that's causing that. And then if you have to switch gears, if you have to switch instruments, it is so worth it to find that kind of happy place where they really are thriving. And in our class at school, our general music class, we have all fifth and sixth grade students get exposed to at least 9 weeks of ukulele, which has been an incredible experience for me to see and watch students just thriving in that. Ukulele is a great starter because you get to see progress really quickly. Within a week or two, they're already playing two or three chords. They're playing through songs and they feel really good about themselves because they can do that. And so I have found that to be a really helpful thing for me as a public school teacher to get larger groups into an instrument. But when you're faced with that question of where do we start, look at your unique child, look at your student and see what they like, where their heart is and where their interest is. And that's kind of how you make that decision. It is not like a one size fits all thing. And what works for some kids absolutely does not work for others. So my answer to the question is pay attention to your child, see where their heart is and let them follow it.